Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunique Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. It's a little dreary out there this morning, but don't look out. I heard that weather report. Lots of sunshine coming our way, so we just have to get through this little bit of drizzle and some good rain today, which makes still everything grow. And I know the gardens are just so plentiful out there. I love this time of year. You know, we've got, you know, cucumbers and corn and zucchini and all that yummy stuff. So we need the rain, so this is good for us. So this morning, everybody, can you believe it's already the middle of August? Oh my gosh, I cannot believe how time flies. I think about my grandmother. When I was a little kid, I used to complain about how long it took for summer to get here, and you know, it seemed forever between this and that. And she would just laugh at me and say, you just wait. Time goes by really quickly. And boy, was she right. So, you know, as always, grandmas are always right. So this morning we are going to be looking at, now that this summer is flying by, what's coming for us this fall. So as autumn approaches, we're going to take a peek today into what to look forward to and what to look out for. So we've got a little intuitive oracle stuff coming on soon, and you will love my guest. It's Melody Bishop of Runes by Melody, and Melody is an intuitive rune reader and absolutely one of my favorite intuitives. Maybe a lot of you might have seen her just this past weekend at the Celebration of Life Expo in York. And she is a fourth generation intuitive. In fact, her father gave her her first set of runes at the age of 15. And she's just been going so strong ever since then. You are just going to love what she brings to us. And, you know, so welcome, Melody.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's always a joy to talk to you and be on your show.
So thanks, Melody. You know, I have to tell you, runes must be becoming much more popular. I actually picked up like this, I'm going to call it a rune starter kit at Barnes & Noble.
Get out.
I can't wait to show you the next time we're together, because it's like, you know, it's got like a little set of runes in it and a book in it. And I'm thinking, I looked down and I saw this. And I thought, geez, what is going on that, you know, this is out there and people are more in tune to it. And here it is in, you know, big box store Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, well, you know, Hollywood is catching on, too. I don't know if you guys ever, you know, if anybody watches the History Channel, there's a show called The Vikings, and it's amazing. And it's a story of Ragnar Lothbrok, one of the main Viking explorers of the time. And, of course, the runes make their appearance in there as well in a different way. But it's very true to how the Vikings were at that time. So Hollywood's picking up on it, and they also made an appearance in the movie Frozen.
Really?
It was like in the first 10 minutes, I think, it opened up the book and it was written in runes. And I see runes everywhere. So I'm like, there's runes, you know. So the runes are definitely, you know, having a
resurgence.
Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's incredible because, you know, didn't they play a big part in, what was it, Lord of the Rings?
Yes. Yes, yes, indeed. Definitely. And actually, in the Hobbit movies, it had the one rune Manaz on his door. It was Manaz, yeah, the rune of itself. And so, yes, I love seeing the runes, you know, everywhere. And
so now I have to ask you, because you're the rune expert, are they depicting them accurately?
For the most part. With The Hobbit, yes. Tolkien definitely did his research. Frozen, I didn't have enough time to pause it and look at it, you know.
Yeah.
But they seem to be being used with respect. I haven't seen anything to. I'm trying to think if I saw anything that was wrong with it. And of course, if I did, I would know. But I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Right. Right, but yeah. You know, I have to think that if it was, it would have hit you, and because it didn't, I'm going to assume that they are using them accurately.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of a stickler for that.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why I was curious what your opinion was. So that is so wild. Yeah. So anyway, it's just so interesting to see that, you know, because I'm seeing all these different, you know, as you read more about all these different things coming on. There's so many things out there that people have used as oracles over the ages. I was just reading about dominoes, of all things. Have you ever heard of that?
I have, and I'm not. I don't know much about that. I want to say it's more into the. Maybe the voodoo crowd or the Santeria crowd or something like that?
I don't know. I was trying to think where I heard that, but it reminded me of you because I'm thinking like you reach in and you pull out these dominoes, and then based on, you know, the number on the domino and the pattern, you know, there are all these different meanings for, you know, what's coming and things to look out for. And I thought, oh my goodness, it's like, so I guess we don't have runes, but we had dominoes.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I'm kind of curious. Maybe I'll sneak around and see what that means. Just because now I'm nosy, I have to know now.
Yeah, and you know, I have to try to remember where I saw that. So I am going to look for you because when we're together, I'll look for that too because, you know, it was like printed out and it was like the whole list, you know, of the different symbols, you know, on the dominoes and what that meant. So, you know, what it just goes to show is that we have always used something physical, you know, to be sort of the voice of spirit to give us more information.
Indeed, indeed. And I also the Vikings, that they didn't have like a rune set. Because they would make runes out of anything. They'd make them out of sticks. They'd make them, you know, they'd take a branch, cut them up, and, you know, carve the runes in that. Or sometimes they'll even take a bunch of branches off a tree, throw them up, and whatever lands in the shape of a rune, that's what spirit was telling them as well.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Because, of course, you know, like you're a Viking, it's like you're not carrying around little pouches all the time. Well, they probably were, but they probably had more important things like food in them.
Maybe meat or beer, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, these things were very important to the ancient people because they trusted them and they used them.
Right. And they even navigated using runes. And they had a particular stone. God, why is it eluding me today? But I know it's like a clear kind of navigational crystal or stone that they have. And my gosh, normally I know it off the top of my head, but I've only had one cup of coffee.
That's okay.
They would hold it up and be able to navigate their way to where they needed to go. And so they did use the runes and that particular sunstone. It might be a sunstone, but it's not. I don't know if that's the right word for it because it was almost like a translucent thing.
Okay. Well, that would make sense to me because I'm thinking that, you know, like if you're out there at sea, you know, and you can't see. You know, like if the weather's really bad, it's like you don't really know which way to go. It's like because you can't navigate by the moon. You can't navigate by the sun. So I would think that would be very handy. It was sort of like their ancient radar.
Mm-hmm. Like a compass. They used I believe they were the first ones to design a compass, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Compass, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Melody, as you're looking at your runes this morning, let's see what they have to tell us about what's coming up this fall.
Okay, all right. I've got my rune pouch ready to go, and I'm gonna draw five, and let's see what they have to say. What can we expect for the autumnal season?
I love hearing them move around in your pouch.
My one friend Jessica gets so excited when the room starts clicking.
Well, because they know what's coming.
Yeah.
And we'll have to tell everybody how to find your website so they can actually see, you know, the runes and see that as well.
Absolutely. So the first rune I have, the overview of the season, is the rune Algis, and that rune represents, it looks like an upside-down peace sign.
Okay.
And that rune represents blessings. It represents protection, a very, very protective rune. And right now, we're experiencing a lot of, you know, chaos and turmoil globally, and a lot of us are really getting affected by it and taking a lot of it, you know, to heart. And so this is really a good time for us to learn how to really protect our energies. If, you know, if the news is getting to you, turn off the TV. I know I should take my own advice on this, but, you know, I really...
Your own advice. We had somebody on here 2 weeks ago that said that too. They said, or at the very least, limit the news. You don't have to watch it, you know, three times a day.
Absolutely. But it's also important for us to protect our energies, because not only are we being bombarded with, the physical world, but, we just had a super moon, and all these super moons, the veil between here and the other side is getting very thin. So a lot of people now may be having more vivid dreams, or maybe experiencing, intuitive flashes that they never had before, because we are, this veil is thinning, so they may be experiencing it. So it's very good to protect your energy. You can do it through prayer. You can do it through visualization, and that's very important. Now, the challenge for a lot of us is communication. This is the rune radio. It represents communication. It also represents a journey. So if some of us are going on a journey, a physical journey, I'm feeling more of a, I keep touching my throat, so I'm feeling this is more of a communication. A lot of us really have a hard time communicating our needs and stating our truth. And this is a time now to not mince your words. You don't have to be rude about your truth or what you want, but you do need to state it clearly, because people are getting so much information all the time, and that you need to really be able to, when you do communicate with somebody, make sure you're not getting lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, and I think that's well put, Melody, because when we say don't mince words, like you said, we don't have to be brutal about it. You know, we just have to be clear.
Yeah, and honest. I think honest, too.
Yeah.
It's not the time for sugarcoating or BS.
I got you. And it's true. And we do that automatically anymore. I think that's almost second nature to us to try to phrase it differently and come about it from a different angle.
Right.
You're right. So we're talking about, honesty and clarity here.
And now, a lot of us are also experiencing a major 180-degree change, and that could be, physically, it could be mentally, it could even be like a spiritual awakening. And how that changes, whether it being good or bad, all hinges on your attitude.
Okay. So as always, things are not usually good or bad. They just are.
Right.
And they are what we make them.
Indeed. And so the course of action would be right now is to focus on your attitude. If, you're having a bad day and go, oh, woe is me, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, blah, 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 it's going to continue. It will.
Mm-hmm.
You put, say the two words, I am, what you put after it shapes your reality. And so if I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, well, guess what? You're going to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. If you say, okay, I'm being tested right now, and I'm working on being more patient, and just kind of, and like I said, we don't have to BS, but we can take the situation and, turn it to our advantage, perhaps, try to see the bright side of things.
Right, and like you said, Melody, it can be, instead of just saying, I am healthier right now, and then not believing that because you're going through some challenges, say, I'm working on my health, and it's improving.
Right. Or I am making changes to improve my health.
Right, absolutely.
Excuse me. The sacrifice that we need to let go of, we have Burkana reverse, and that's like a pointy B in reverse, so it's a backwards B. And it's saying, it's sort of growth, blossoming, and ripening. And in the sacrifice position, it's saying we need to focus on those parts in our lives which are stunted, maybe, or parts of our lives that we kind of put in the corner, don't want to deal with. That you need to face it, bless it, and release it, okay? And this could be maybe an old habit, old thought process. It could be maybe an old relationship where you broke up with somebody and you're mad at them. You need to kind of clear, face it, bless it, and release it, okay? And that's going to really help you out. And the new situation is tear or tear-wise, depending on what school of thought you're from. And it looks like an arrow pointing upwards. That's the root of the sword. Do you need to cut away? Do you need to attack? Or do you need to block? It's the root of the warrior. And so once you get these things, are you going to fight the good fight, basically? And so what do you need to either cut away? What do you need to block with that protection rune that we talked about earlier? Or what do we need to defend ourselves with? So that's a new situation. I think this is a very internal time that we really have to examine some things.
So that's all part of this rune that's the backwards B?
No, this is the other rune, not the arrow, the one that looks like
Okay,
the arrow.
All right.
Backwards B, we're letting things go, these parts of our lives that we're kind of trying to ignore.
I like that phrase of yours, Melody. Face it, bless it, and release it.
So important. It really is. And again, I need to take my own advice. I'm not going to say I'm perfect. Trust me.
Yeah, but you know, I think sometimes that's why we do these things, Melody, because don't you often find as we're giving readings to somebody else, we hear what comes out of our mouths and we're thinking, oh, that was for me,
yeah.
too.
Oh, that happened all weekend. I'm like, I might as well just be reading myself.
But it's true, and I think it's the way that it comes to us as well, and it hits home. And sometimes, you know, you have to watch what comes out of your mouth is what I always say, and I have found that to be true, because you're thinking that, oh, as it's first coming out of your mouth, why did I say that? And then when you replay to yourself what you just said, it's so right on, and you have to learn to trust what comes out of your mouth, even though it wasn't necessarily what you were intending.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's one of the things we have to learn to trust as intuitives, right, Melody?
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. It's so funny because, you know, I'll sit there and be telling somebody something and I'm going, you know what? I got to take my own advice. And then they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, well, I'm a human. You know, even though, you know, I'm giving you this, you know, spiritual knowledge, I still have work to do as well.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. We're just people. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Melody, we are going to take a short break here, and then we'll be right back with more Runes by Melody with Melody Bishop.
Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Our racing report and real country radar weather coming up next. It's time now for more Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Okay, everybody, we're back this morning, and my guest is the lovely Melody Bishop from Runes by Melody, and we just took a look at what's coming this fall, didn't we, Melody?
We did. Now, I put the runes back in the bag, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what I pulled.
That's fine. I don't remember the names of them. but I think, you know, my take from that is overall, this is a time of protection and a time of communication.
Indeed.
And a time of letting go what no longer serves us.
Well, absolutely. And I think there's always a time for that, but it's imperative now. And so it really is. And I also want to add, too, that protection, I mean, it's just simple prayer. Whatever prayer works for you is a great form of protection. A lot of times I tell people, you know, if you're into the angel thing, you can imagine Archangel Michael protecting you, which is, he's wonderful, and all of your archangels will always come when called, and even including your guardian angel as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, and we were talking about that with some angel people in the past couple of shows, you know, that the thing is that you have to call them.
You do. It's kind of like, you know, calling your mom, you know, like she's not going to talk to you unless you call her, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you need help, you have to ask for it, which is something, you know, I think we're hesitant to do in a lot of things in life, but that's just the bottom line. It's like that's what we have to do when we're coming out that way. So it's so interesting.
Absolutely.
All right. And I like, too, when we talk about protection, because a lot of times, you know, it can be a simple prayer. It can be the Lord's Prayer. It can be whatever works for you to make you feel close to God.
Did you know, I was told by a friend, and I truly do believe this, that it's been said that the Lord's Prayer is one of the highest vibrational things you can speak.
I absolutely believe that. And I don't know if you know, but Wayne Dyer does a whole thing on that.
Oh, does he? Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, the repetition of the Lord's Prayer and the sounds of the Lord's Prayer as you say the words, you know, actually, you know, puts forth some different meaning out there into the universe. And I found that interesting, that sometimes we just think of the words and the interpretation, but it's actually the sounds themselves.
You know what my aunts used to do? Because this reminds me of something my father's aunts were all readers. And when they would do a reading, see, back in the day, you know, in the, you know, 30s and 40s and 50s or whatever, it was kind of, you know, looked down upon to visit an advisor. And so when they would read a client, they would give them a little token when they would leave. And this token was a little bag sewn up, and inside was a penny wrapped in a paper that had the Lord's Prayer written on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was just like a little, you know, blessing or whatever. And so, and they would say, don't open it, don't you dare open it. And so when, say, like, you know, the law or whatever wanted to, you know, was upset about this, they said, well, this, you know, she, the advisor gave me this. And they'd open it up, and that's what they see, and they go, oh, she's not bad.
Oh, my goodness, isn't that interesting?
I mean, just the intention of that, I mean, you know, was, you know, they were basically protecting their client. And, you know, when you take them with prayer, wrap it around a piece of currency, it's almost like they were protecting that investment for them. So I think that was a cool intention.
Yeah, that was really amazing that they came up with that. And it, I'm sure, made everybody feel better when they said that. It is interesting, Melody. I don't know about you, but I always start my readings off with a prayer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's just a short prayer. And, you know, and you know, it always, that's how I open things for me. And it opens those channels for me. It makes things so clear.
Yeah. Now, what I do is before, like, because usually when I'm doing readings, I usually have more than one reading, you know, whenever
right.
I'm reading. And so I would just pray before the day. And then what I would do is ask my clients to visualize a white sheet of paper, because everybody can do that.
A white sheet of paper.
Yeah, because that'll clear your mind.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I like that.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, when I read somebody, if I maybe do a Lord's Prayer, they might not be interested in that. It'll freak them out. So I just say, visualize a white sheet of paper.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. I like that. I like that.
I like the prayer before I open my doors or before I turn on my phone line or whatever.
Yeah, a little bit of clarity there, and we can ask Spirit to write on that paper whatever that person needs to know.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it. Huh?
You know, I'm thinking that's a clean slate.
Yeah. Absolutely. We all have our different techniques.
I know. It's so interesting, and I love hearing about them from different people, because everything works. You know, everybody has their own little way, and it always works, but it's always fun to hear what somebody else does, because you can always add new things.
Sure, absolutely. And I find it interesting, though, like when I do readings and, you know, like I was at an event one time, not recent, it's been quite several years ago, and I gave this woman this reading, and she got mad at me. And I said, well, what's wrong? And she says, well, you're the fifth person to tell me this, and I'm spending money, and everyone's telling me the same thing. I couldn't resist going Dr. Phil on her, and I'm like, well, how's that working out for you? Kind of got upset. I said, well, you know, maybe you needed to hear it more times and invest more to get the point across, you know. So
that was sweet of you, Melody. And I'm thinking, well, you know, why are you going to the fifth person if they bought? Because obviously she wasn't hearing what she wanted to hear.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's funny that people think, you know, well, if they didn't hear from you, I'm going to go to the next person and see what they tell me.
Yeah, and that's why every now and then when I do get a reading, I just go to one person and just be like, okay, you know, because I can't read. I don't know if you can read yourself, but I can't.
I can't either.
Yeah, I get in my own way, or, you know, like it's not good. So I have to go to someone else. So it's.
And I think that that's wise, Melody. I do that too, you know, because I think it's too hard. There's too much emotion.
Yeah.
You know, there's, and it's hard to put that away totally. Same goes for close family and friends. You know, I can't do that as well. And I don't think we should.
No.
Because, you know, we don't want to put our stuff on that, you know, our understandings and things.
Right.
So,
right.
So that's why it's great for us to have this nice network of people that we know and trust.
I'll be like, Jackie.
No, it's great. It's because, you know, we can work with each other and pass that on as well. So it's wonderful.
Right. Yeah, I don't read for family as well. And I have one relative every now and then that when she comes down will insist that I draw a rune. Or she'll draw a rune and just be very pushy about it. And I get frustrated with that. But.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because you're just supposed to do this. Because they don't get that. You know,
yeah.
they don't get that. And if you can do it for other people, why can't you just do it for me?
Right. And I'm like, well, you know, I got people you can call.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes we just have to stand by our boundaries because, you know, sometimes we just have a little more knowledge about, you know, how things work and what's most beneficial for that person. And so they're just going to have to learn to trust that, you know, as we put that out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's trust is the big thing on both sides.
Indeed. It definitely is. And I also find, too, that with you know, when reading, it's like a give and take with you know, the reader and the client. It's very much an energy exchange. And I had somebody once say, why do you charge money? Because this is a gift. And I said, well, you know, musicians are gifted and plumbers are gifted.
And doctors are gifted.
You know, so actors are gifted and, you know, they need to pay bills too. So, and that's where that comes from. But I also find that it's a gift because we can't read ourselves.
Oh.
That's why it's a gift, because we can't read ourselves. And so,
yeah, that's an interesting thought.
That's what I ponder too. It's like, you know, since we can't read ourselves, it's a gift. So, I mean, as much as I'd like to, you know, get that winning lottery numbers and go to Maui, it's not going to work.
I know. That's what my husband always says, because we were kidding. And you know, I do have to say, I have the best parking angels.
Awesome.
And we were in Gettysburg over the weekend. And as we were pulling in, you know, on the side of the street, you know, towards one of the parking meters, the car right in front of us, the lady standing there, and she waves to us, and she's telling us to wait and take their space because there's money in the meter. And I said, oh, Larry, I said, don't you love this? We have parking angels. Not only do we find a parking space, we find one with money in the meter.
Goodness, you're so lucky in Gettysburg of all places.
I know. Do you love that?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And then he always looks at me and says, where are those lottery angels?
Lottery angels that are elusive.
I said, I don't know, honey. I said, I'm just happy to have parking angels and money in the meter.
Right. Hey, you know, it's a couple dollars. Hey, it's worth it.
That's right. It's the little things.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So now let's see. What is coming up for you, Melody? You always have like a zillion things lined up.
It's good. That groan was just like, I have a baby too. That's kind of like, Yeah. So we're looking at, let me get to my spot here. We're looking at on this week, actually, on the 14th, at Thursday, I will be at the Runes and Tea at the Rosemary House in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's a fun place. I've been up there for tea.
Yeah, and there's a it's like a high tea. You get a lovely tea complete with soup sandwiches and treats, and I'll be giving short 10-minute readings, and, you know, I'll do like an introduction and then some mini readings as well. So, that's a lovely time, and I love that place.
And that's this Thursday.
This Thursday, and that's on the 14th, and then on the 23rd, I will be at the New Visions Midsummer Open House in New York, and that's on Eastern Boulevard. And that goes from, I believe it's from 10. It's like all day. It starts at 10 a.m. and it goes, I think, until 5. And so I will be there doing my room readings. But there'll be other vendors there as well, and it's just a nice time to have.
Yeah, that's very nice. You always have fun things coming up.
I'm always in some sort of mischief.
Well, that's another way of putting it.
The Interconnection Fall Fun Fest, that's at the Fire Hall in New Cumberland, which is also a lovely time as well. So a lot of good vendors, a lot of good stuff, and good people. And
do you remember the date of that one?
It's the Interconnection Fall Fun Fest. That's at the Fire Hall in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and I said, Melody, do you remember the date?
Oh, I'm sorry. The date is on the 6th of September. I apologize. Yes.
That's okay. Okay. All right. Very good. I love that.
Indeed. It's always a good time there as well. Nice people, good energy, good reading. Different group of vendors than at the New Visions. But that's fun, too. So it's always good to get other people.
I think that's nice. It's nice to get a different mix of people. you know, for people who come to these events as well. So they're not just seeing the same people.
Right.
And, you know, there's a different feel from one event to the next, don't you think?
I do, yeah. There's definitely different energies in all my expos and events. They all have different energies and different crowds and different vibes. And even, like, when you do a two-day expo, like, for, like, Celebration of Life this weekend, Saturday's energy felt totally different than Sunday's energy, and it's interesting how that happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, I don't know, Planet Harry maybe or what have you, but, like, the energy of one day is different from the energy of another day. So
that is interesting. So I am just curious. What did you think was the, did the energy change just brighter or?
It was more, I would say Saturday was a little more relaxed than Sunday. Sunday there was, for some reason, I felt like I was going, and the time went by so quickly, which meant I was really gay, but, but it just, the energy just, it was, almost like I felt more, I don't know. I would say I was a little more harried on Sunday than I was Saturday.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's the whole thing. It's the last day with everything. It's everybody is thinking it's the last day and you have to get things in. It's sort of like when there's sales. You know, everybody gets more, you know, up like, oh, it's sort of that rushed and we got to get things done.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a great weekend, and oh my gosh, I had a blast. I always have a good time there.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of issues with the asthma, but that happened.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, good.
Wait, all right. So now, Melody, let's tell everybody how to find you.
You can go to my website at runesbymelody.com. And I also have a Facebook page. You can find me at Runes by Melody on Facebook. And I have a Twitter feed as well at Runes by Melody on Twitter.
I love that.
You can find me there. And, you know, I'm always online. And you can call I have two phone numbers you can call. My one number is on my business card, and that's 717-480-2374. And I also have a business number you can call as well. It's a landline, and it's probably better to call that one because of the reception. And it's 717-432-2410.
2410. Okay. All right. Very good. Wonderful. So people know how to find you and how to get in touch if they would like to have a rune reading for themselves, which is always fascinating. So I encourage you to do that and take advantage of Melody's fabulous energy.
Thank you. And I do them through Skype. I can do them on phone and in person.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So that's even more fun. So if people can do that on Skype, I love that because then they can, I think it's always add something to actually see the person.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And so it's always nice to be able to see the person and the rooms and everything for that true experience. Over the phone, it can be kind of like it's a lot of guesswork for the client, and I'd rather have them see what I'm doing.
Yeah. I love seeing the rooms. Actually, I love to be there in person and that where you can actually, you know, even like pick them up.
Oh, yeah, because they have a neat energy when you pick them up.
Yeah. All right. Well, wonderful, Melody. Thank you so much for joining us once again. And I'm thinking that I would love to have you come back towards the end of the year to tell us what's coming for 2015. So we'll have to plan that, okay?
I would be delighted. It'd be my pleasure.
All right, Melody, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, everybody, we're back, and I'd like to thank Melody once again, Melody Bishop from Runes by Melody, because it's always such a joy to have her come on. And I love her message for us this morning for our theme for this coming fall was face it, bless it, and release it. And boy, I'm sure many of us can do that with many things in our lives. So, all right, so we're on to that, Melody. Thank you for giving us that. So I wanted to let you know next week, my guest will be Terry Klunk. And Terry has been exploring consciousness, spirituality. Listen to that. What was that word? Spirituality, subtle energy, and the healing arts for many years. She's a professional dowser and a member in good standing of the American Society of Dowsers. Terry and her husband, Steve, teach classes in beginning to advanced dowsing techniques, often used to locate water. So many of you might know that, particularly if you're not on city water. It's often what's come out there when we're drilling wells and looking at things like that. So you can even use it to pick a ripe watermelon. So lots of good information for that. Terry is also a healer. She's a Reiki master and teacher, and she uses sound healing and the energy of the Raphael angel harp and allergy clearing. So I'm very, very pleased to have her come on. She's a local gal, and again, just another joy. So she'll be with us next Tuesday. Okay, and also I want to let you know I have some things coming up. I have two workshops coming up in October, the first Saturday, October 4th, we're going to be doing What's Your Pet Saying? And it's an animal communication workshop, which is going to be held at the VCA Bridgeport Animal Hospital in the Lancaster area. So if you've ever longed to communicate with animals, you know, is there a way to understand what dogs, cats, horses, and even wild animals are thinking and feeling? This is it for you. Tap into this universal language of telepathy and learn how to talk to your animals. Also on October 11th, we're going to be doing another Opening Your Intuition workshop to teach you how to tap into your own intuition and how to develop that and use it to make your daily life easier. Learn how to stop doubting yourself and start trusting yourself. Melody and I talked about that this morning. Trust is the key. And it is in both developing your own intuition and also in learning how to talk to the animals. So that the intuition workshop will be at the Eichelberger Professional Center on October 11th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So again, you can contact me at my website, JackieLebeau.com, JACQUILEBEAU.com, or call my office number, which is 717-968-5289. Okay, everybody, we're looking forward to seeing you next week. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next Tuesday.